And welcome to the Journey Artists Around the World. I am your host, Kiana the Artist. I am so happy for you guys to be here tonight. And we have a guest on tonight. I am so happy for you to be here tonight. So, I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Journey Artists Around the World. Before my artists come on today. The Journey Artists Around the World is a platform designed for artists to market their content and promote their crafts by showcasing their artists, their talents, their abilities, their gifts, and their powers. The platform is also offers an opportunity for the audience to hear, learn, and get inspired through this program. We are open your mind to share and listen. It is important for us to state that creativity, who we have overcome in different struggles, such as depression, drugs, discrimination, and disability, and highly welcome to welcome forward and share their life stories. Tonight, guys, we have a guest. His name is Clarence Plock. And how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
And my last name is Plank, like a board.
Plank?
Yeah, like a board.
Yes. And can you tell us where you're from?
I am originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee. I lived there until I was about 19 and moved around to Alabama and then I moved up to Nashville and then up to Lewisburg, where I'm currently living now.
Oh, fantastic. So, can you please tell us more about you and your artist as a poet? And how your life has been as an artist?
Well, my life has been as an artist. It's really kind of an interesting experience in understanding that I can call myself an artist, because I really don't see that in a sense, because I see myself more as a writer than anything. But it is an art form when you string along the words into a poem, because you can paint sunsets and so many different scenes and stuff for people to be able to understand and to be able to fully grasp what you're saying. As this life, it's been really nice because it's opened a lot of avenues for me to be able to meet new people, to experience new things. And just put myself out there worldwide, and knowing that there's people in India and Russia, Germany, and other countries that enjoy my work. So it's definitely mind-boggling, especially when you have somebody who buys your book who lives in Germany.
That's fantastic.
I never really thought about, I just sent a book to Germany that I wrote. So
that is amazing. And what would you say are your accomplishments that you're proud of?
Well, Mike, I'm really proud of actually being able to go back to school years ago and getting my high school diploma, because I dropped out of school when I was young. I was 13 and I dropped out of fourth grade. And being able to go back to school and then get my degree and have a degree in journalism. While the working as a reporter didn't really pan out too well, but those things helped me in how I write and being able to reach other people. And I have other accomplishments. I mean, I got second place in a breaking story award for breaking story when I was at the newspaper. Publishing 7 books at this point is an accomplishment. I mean, but you know, being a self-published author, you really can't say it's a huge accomplishment because it is so easy to be able to publish books today. But it still is something that it took a lot of courage to put myself out there.
Oh, that is so fantastic. And can you tell us more about the struggles that you have and you overcome? And what was your able to overcome such struggles?
I think overcoming the lack of courage and faith in myself and believing that I can accomplish things if I just really put my mind to it. Because there's a lot of, getting up and speaking in front of people, doing spoken word takes, because not many people, can get up in front of people and talk, it's one of people's biggest fears. Also, the struggle of overcoming procrastination that every writer has, and you're wanting to be a writer, but you need to write, but you're sitting here procrastinating because you're either doing something else, watching TV, or just don't have that muse there to get it. But one of the most struggles has been anxiety, depression from time to time, because you just don't want to, when you're depressed, you just really don't want to do anything. And the anxiety of worrying about things can be overwhelming at times. But it's knowing that you can overcome it. And writing helps that, writing poetry and just working on what's in my mind, even if it's just a passing thought, just putting it down on paper to where it's no longer in my head. It's actually down on where I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Nice. And would you be your advice to other poets facing the same challenges that you have, and how can you help them to overcome?
I would tell them, don't give up. No matter how much something's not working, try a different way. Look at something from a different angle when it comes to writing poetry or writing a story. There's always a way. I mean, you find that yourself, you're having writer's block or something, there is always a way to be able to overcome that. Research your possibilities and your avenues when it comes to publishing, if you want to, or if you want to self-publish. Work on using social media a lot, because it is a helpful and useful tool to getting yourself out there in the world and understanding it inside and out, and a lot more than just going on and liking somebody's stuff, but interacting more with them. It is, because it helps, interacting, getting to know and building relationships with the other poets and writers that you know, and keeping those friendships, and understand that it, there, Everybody's trying to help each other. So there shouldn't be like any kind of competition to outdo somebody. It's, you know, I mean, there's friendly competitions and things, but we're here to help encourage each other and help lift each other up and, you know, do our best to help each other when we can.
Yes. Very powerful. And I know you have a poem for us tonight.
I do. And when I write poetry, my poetry goes from one extreme to another. Love, sadness, rejection, heartache, loss, or just random thoughts that I have about things. Or if I'm inspired by movies or TV shows. Okay, one is untitled. I've written 100 unsent texts, only to delete every word 1,000 times more. Searching for the right words to say to a goddess like you, the right words to listen to response rather than silence. I play the conversation over and over in my head as the words seem to flow, only to fade once my fingers start pushing the letters. It's like there's a broken connection between my fingers, head, and heart because I want to be the man you need me to be. But I can't find the courage to bring about the simplest change in making you mine. And that one I wrote about when it comes about, you know, dating or just, you know, having a conversation with somebody and you're just sitting there trying to talk to them and be real, but
yes,
trying not to candy coat it a little bit, so you know they at least stay talking to you, or even when you're with a friend, you know.
That is so amazing. And as a poet, what is like to be on this platform, the Journey Artist Around the World?
It's really interesting. And it's awesome because it opens up opportunities to be able to hopefully to meet new people. And it's just more than, you know, just having, you know, followers and stuff, or people liking my poetry. It's getting to know that there are other people out there who enjoy the same things that I do, and yes, who really want to inspire or be inspired when it comes to writing or photography, because I do take a lot of pictures and stuff, and some of the covers on my books, I've actually taken the pictures of. People who, like music and stuff, you know, it's just other avenues to be able to create, and being able to meet people who have those talents to be able to share with other people, which is just absolutely phenomenal. And, you know, being on this platform opens that up.
Mm-hmm. And that's very inspiring to be a poet, and it's so inspiring to overcome your struggles, you know, and to tell the world, you know, who are you and what you accomplish as a poet. Mm-hmm. So can you give us another one of your nice poems?
Yes, I can. This is this poem. It's another one. I do have titles for the poems, but just some of them just really couldn't come up with something for them. But this poem appears in my new book, Death of a Gentleman: Losing the Magic of Love. There are words written beneath your skin. As I trace my fingers along your goosebumps, reading words written on your soul as it aches to feel my touch upon it. It speaks to my soul, a long forgotten song of lovers and romance, the things that are made of legends, where love transcends time, and I taste heaven on your lips, and our journeys lead us to this moment.
Love that. That is a nice poem.
Thank you. It was, I forget who, there was somebody that was talking about goosebumps and about how the mind, you know, traces things, does this, you know, the when you're cold or you feel a chill, your body automatically raises the hairs on your body to be able to pull in the, a thin layer of warmth next to your skin.
Mm-hmm.
But I also thought about it, says, you know, sometimes when somebody touches you, you get goosebumps and stuff. And what if it's, you know, from one soul speaking to another in that regard?
That is so delightful. Now, if you were to offer advice to the next generation poets who wish to become their own poet, what would it be? And what steps would it be able to help them?
I would say that find your niche when you're writing poetry. What you enjoy the most about it. What you, you know, some people enjoy writing gothic poetry, something along those lines, like Edgar Allan Poe. You know, some people like Robert Frost and how he writes different things. Emily Dickinson, Faulkner, there's a long list of other poets that, and, you know, if you're going to be a spoken word artist and doing those things and being that, hone down what you feel strongly about, your passion in that, and build on it. And when you have a chance to do that, find people around you who enjoy those things.
Mm-hmm.
And reach out to them, hang out with them, learn from them, and, you know, try to help them, see if they can help you, because there are people who will help you. Just have to be careful, because some people want to take advantage of you, but you have to, you know, look at those things and weigh it. But doing that will help you to be a better poet and to be able to help you to become where you want and visualize where you want to be. I mean, you have to understand that some authors and poets, they didn't get discovered until years down the road. I mean, like 20, 30 years. I mean, even Stephen King, even though he found his niche writing for TV and writing books geared towards TV to be released to TV, you know,
mm-hmm.
you really don't understand those aspects about that. I would say, pick up Stephen King's Memoirs on Writing, and it gives you his perspective as being a writer more than anything. And those books like that are awesome to be able to just general knowledge, food for thought knowledge that you can have.
We appreciate that. You know, being an artist as a poet, it takes a lot, you know. Like I say, from sun up to sun down, you just a poet. And when you're a poet, you're so strong in it. So, do you have another poem for us tonight?
I do. If you or any of your followers have ever seen the TV show Loki. There was some things that happened in that TV series that really made me stop and think and inspired me to write a poem. Because Loki is the god of change. And who he is as a person affects changes in others. Even though he's a bad guy, he affected change in others where other people found the courage within themselves or beyond that to be able to stand together or become stronger in facing their challenges because of change.
Mm-hmm.
This poem is called Little God. What is wrong with me? I am a god. We don't weep or feel emotions like humans. Then why does this hurt? A thousand lifetimes, dreams, memories burn away like a candle. But to what end? Willing doesn't matter. I only wanted you here by my side. I guess I was meant to be alone. No matter then, the god of mischief can handle the burden. However, a piece of me will long to taste your lips and desire to feel your embrace one more time. If I could change it all just to linger in that moment and help you to understand and remain here together. And there was, I don't want to spoil it for anybody, but it was a really good series. And I definitely encourage, you know, people, if you're not really a Marvel fan or anything, it's just definitely into something to get into to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so amazing. So check it out if you're a Marvel fan. All right. Do we have another poem from you tonight?
Yes. This one's called Dream. I long for things that are meant that are a dream for me, and wanting to be the desired, that there is someone who genuinely wants to be with me at the end of the day, wants to hold me and run their fingers through my hair and my beard and lace me with kisses and hugs, because these are the things I would do for her, lying in a bed on a couch, watching movies, listening to the rain, watching shooting stars while we hug and hug beyond all measure. Which seems like I had better luck finding Bigfoot or Jimmy Hoffa. I'm a woman who would do so many other things. And that was just, you come across a situation where every time I meet somebody and start talking to them, it seemed like there's just something off about them, and you know, on the red flags, and then you realize, oh, okay, so you're married. Oh, but you still haven't gotten over your ex, or oh, okay, you murdered somebody in your past. Wow, what was the reason? Mm-hmm. Oh, he snored. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, you know, just hypothetical there. That's not true, but you know, it's mm-hmm. hypothetical. But you know, it's just, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That make you kind of stop and think. And as I said, I just write things that just come to my mind every once in a while.
That is so lovely. We are so happy that you came today. And our favorite question for tonight is, what is like to be a poet?
It is like being the only voice in a crowded room, but nobody can really hear you. Because there are so many other people doing the same thing. So you just have to learn how to find a way to reach people when you speak.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some days it's really fun. I mean, just being able to talk to people, as I said, getting feedback, you know, the people like stuff, or had one person wanted to use one of my poems as their vows for a wedding, for their wedding a while back. Whether they did or didn't, I don't know, but, you know, if they did, I was really honored that they, you know, saw that those words actually resonated with what they wanted to say to each other.
Impressing. Yeah, it's very touching.
Mm-hmm.
We just love everything about you. So, do you have any new thing coming up or any projects, or where can people find you at?
Well, I go by the Shoebox Poet. There's times when I may do a live show or open mic on my Instagram, which is NightJokerTN. That's NITEJOKERTN, like Tennessee. I'll do stuff on there. I publish or post poems daily, depending on how things go. Or if you're not on Instagram, you can find me on Facebook over on the Shoebox Poet 45. And I keep that. It posts the same poems that come off of Instagram. I am looking into, you know, trying to utilize TikTok. I have some stuff over there, and that's the Shoebox Poet on there. Or, well, it's actually Kenny Plank. And as I'm trying to utilize TikTok, and Podbean seems like it's being interested to start doing some podcasts on poetry and stuff over here. Mostly, I'm trying to switch gears and getting into writing an actual book. I have several Western horror stories I want to write. And I've actually started writing a couple of pages of that. I have a thriller that I've written. I need to go back and edit. That was from NaNo, which is a National Write More Month. And usually mm-hmm. happens in July and in November. But I'm slowly compiling another book, another poetry book, though, all the poems that I have published on my Instagram page, which I am really excited about that. But I don't think I'm going to finish it. I want to concentrate more on the actual book more than the poetry at the moment. But I still do write poetry because it's a little easier writing poetry than it is writing a book.
Well, thank you. And we thank you for coming to the Journey Artists Around the World, where I am your host, Kiana the Artist. And you can find all his information on Instagram, TikTok, all social media. Go out and support him. And you can find me on Kiana the Artist on all platforms, KEYANA-THE. ARTIST, Kiana the Artist. And you can find the Journey Artists Around the World on YouTube and Podbean Live. Thank you for coming on to the Journey Artists Around the World. And good night, everyone. And we'll see you again next Thursday with a new poet. Thank you.
Thank you for having me so much.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.